Welcome to our podcast where we delve into the fast-evolving world of cybersecurity, exploring the latest trends, threats, and strategies to keep you, your data, and your digital life secure. In more recent BMW news, reports have revealed an unusual method of cyberattack. Specifically, Russians have exploited a unique scheme involving the sale of a BMW 5, used as a Trojan horse to infiltrate the communications of diplomats in Ukraine. In brief, a Russian threat group initiated a complex phishing campaign targeting diplomats in Ukraine. A distinctive aspect of this attack was the use of a repurposed BMW flyer to breach their target systems. The report details how the Russian cyberattackers conceived a plan to hide malicious code within a seemingly harmless advertisement. This advertisement was then distributed via numerous channels. Without knowledge of its hidden intent, the recipients, upon opening or engaging with the BMW flyer, unwittingly activated the concealed malware. The subsequent unauthorized access to their communications landed them in a potentially risky situation, endangering diplomatic operations. The audacious and creative approach involved demonstrated the ingenuity of the Russian hackers. Their strategy to hide their malicious intent behind an unassuming BMW ad illustrates their exploitation of potential victims' trust and curiosity. Additionally, it emphasizes how far cybercriminals might go. The incident is a stark reminder of the various forms that cyber threats can take and keeps in focus the fact that people from all walks of life can become targets. Diplomatic institutions and personnel should therefore maintain constant vigilance in protecting themselves from such attacks, regularly bolstering their cybersecurity defenses. Ongoing investigations of this attack promise to offer insight into the preventive measures and heightened defenses that diplomats and organizations globally can employ against these progressively ingenious cyber threats. In our latest update from Chainalysis, we explore new developments in cryptocurrency crime. Overall, crypto crime shows a declining trend, however, ransomware attacks persist as a significant concern. Chainalysis's recent report indicates a considerable 65% drop in cryptocurrency crimes in 2023, thanks to increasing security measures, regulatory efforts, and growing user awareness. This positive trend is beneficial for the industry's growth, helping build trust for broader adoption. Conversely, the report reveals an alarming increase in ransomware attacks. Such attacks involve hackers restricting victims' access to their data and demanding a ransom, usually in cryptocurrency, to restore it. This type of crime surged in early 2023 due to its potentially high financial yields and the anonymity offered by cryptocurrency transactions. In response to this challenge, law enforcement, cybersecurity firms, and industry stakeholders collaborate to develop effective strategies to combat ransomware attacks. Efforts also include tracing the funds associated with these crimes. These collective measures aim to protect users, build confidence in the cryptocurrency landscape, and take legal action against the criminals involved. Despite the overall decrease in cryptocurrency crime, the rising trend in ransomware attacks calls for ongoing vigilance and investment in security. The crypto industry must remain dedicated to staying a step ahead of cybercriminals by adopting resilient safeguards to protect users and their assets. That concludes today's Chainalysis News Update. Keep following for more insights on the dynamic world of cryptocurrencies. In the latest Commerce Department news, there is a concerning report on Chinese hackers targeting U.S. State and Commerce Departments, focusing specifically on certain email accounts, such as that of Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo. Evidence suggests that these hackers have compromised sensitive U.S. government information for potential unauthorized use, causing great alarm amongst officials. High-ranking U.S. individuals, including Secretary Gina Raimondo, have found themselves at the center of these cyber attacks. This not only raises serious questions about the effectiveness of existing cybersecurity measures, but also highlights the potential repercussions that may ensue from such breaches. Despite the Chinese government's continual denial of involvement in these hacking activities, reliable sources point out that these intrusion attempts are originating from China. This raises suspicions and escalates diplomatic tensions between the U.S. and China. As the investigations continue, the urgency for the U.S. government to address the exposure points that allowed these intrusions becomes more apparent. Strengthening cybersecurity measures is essential to safeguard classified information and preempt any similar future incursions. You can count on us for further updates on this alarming cyber attack on the U.S. State and Commerce Departments. We'll also keep you posted on any relevant government actions aimed at mitigating the situation and boosting cybersecurity infrastructure. Stay tuned for more information on this evolving issue. News has surfaced that Democratic senators are proposing an investigation into the actions of tax filing firms. It appears these companies have been exchanging customer data with technology conglomerates Meta and Google without receiving proper authorization. For an extended period, it's alleged that these tax preparation firms gave Meta and Google access to private taxpayer details. This has triggered worries regarding customer data protection and the broader subject of user privacy. Now, legislators are urging an investigation to ascertain the extent of this data exchange and determine whether it infringes upon any privacy laws. The fear is that sensitive personal financial details were shared without obtaining clear consent from the individuals involved. This revelation has sparked a debate about the duties of tax filing firms and the tech giants that obtain this information. This brings up the question of how user details are handled and whether there are adequate protections to preserve privacy. Core to the unfolding investigation will be understanding whether any laws or regulations were breached and if steps need to be implemented to reinforce privacy safeguards for consumers. The potential ramifications for the tax filing companies in question and the extent of examination confronting Meta and Google could impact the industry significantly. Stay engaged as we follow this ongoing story, providing the most recent updates on the investigation into data sharing practices between tax preparation firms, Meta, and Google. There have been alarming reports of Chinese hackers breaching the email accounts of high-profile individuals and organizations, including U.S. Commerce Secretary Raimondo and State Department officials. This breach has affected both government email accounts and targeted organizations across the U.S. and Europe, highlighting the sophistication of the attackers. It's also been reported that around 25 organizations have been impacted. The hackers gained unauthorized access to sensitive information through a gap in Microsoft's cloud services. Multiple infiltrating methods were employed, including a Microsoft-signed rootkit primarily used to target Chinese gamers and bypass endpoint detection tools. These cyberattacks are believed to have been motivated by espionage, aiming to extract valuable government information. Microsoft was alerted to these breaches by the U.S. State Department and has since taken action to mitigate the threat by revoking the signed drivers used by the hackers and issuing patches for vulnerabilities. Nevertheless, the breach went undetected for about a month, serving as a stark reminder of the attackers' refined tactics. Despite the accusations, China has denied any involvement in the cyberattacks and dismissed claims of disseminating disinformation. However, U.S. officials have been unequivocal, stating that China targeted State Department emails during this Microsoft hack. The breach began in May and was discovered in time before Secretary of State Antony J. Blinken's June trip to Beijing. These incidents have sparked concerns over the security of cloud services and the potential long-term consequences for companies like Palo Alto Networks and Cloudflare. As Microsoft expands its footprint in network security, the ramifications in the cybersecurity landscape could be considerable. Therefore, it is critical for entities to stay vigilant and enforce strong security measures to counter such threats. The implications of these breaches are troubling, as they signify a considerable compromise of sensitive data and pose serious national security risks. It is suspected that the hackers had access to government email accounts unnoticed for a month, silently carrying out espionage activities. Naturally, efforts to detect and diminish the impact of these attacks are now underway. It's essential for organizations to promptly apply necessary security measures and patches to protect their systems from vulnerabilities. Global cooperation is also imperative to tackle these persisting cyber threats and shield sensitive information from future breaches. In NATO news, recent developments indicate the potential influence of Sweden and Finland on NATO's security structure. Four maps have recently been released that lay out how these nations could adjust NATO's security provisions. Complete details are still forthcoming but suggest a possible shift in regional dynamics. During the latest NATO summit in Vilnius, Lithuania, cybersecurity was a high-priority topic. Drawing attention to digital defense, NATO affiliates pledged to enhance their cybersecurity strategies to counter cyber threats more effectively. This pledge reflects the alliance's determination to face the emerging challenges within the digital sphere. Meanwhile, related to Ukraine, NATO allies have extended security assurances that reaffirm support amidst ongoing frictions with Russia. This stance is evident in President Biden's public criticism of President Putin's actions and his call for a united resistance to Russian aggression. The active participation of Asia-Pacific leaders in the NATO summit further underscores the understanding of security concerns beyond Ukraine, indicative of the global security landscape's intricacy which demands collective international efforts. Despite receiving security assurances from the G7 countries, Ukraine's NATO membership remains uncertain. Though G7's expressed solidarity towards Ukraine's security reflects positively, actual assimilation of Ukraine within the NATO alliance is not yet confirmed. This ambiguity reveals the continued complexities and discussions surrounding Ukraine's NATO membership aspirations. NATO and its allies are faced with an evolving global security landscape posing various interconnected challenges, from digital threats to regional tensions. It's critical to address these issues to secure collective safety in our increasingly complex world persistently. Keep watching this space for more updates from the world of NATO. Welcome back to Shakib Ahmed News, your go-to source for updates and insights from across the globe. Today, we delve into a shocking story from the continually expanding cryptocurrency sector, spotlighting the potential risks in this rapidly growing industry. In today's news, a former security engineer at Amazon is facing severe charges for allegedly hacking a crypto exchange and making off with an awe-inspiring $9 million in assets. The protagonist of this unsettling incident, Shakib Ahmed, is a senior security engineer previously associated with tech behemoth, Amazon. The accusations against Ahmed aren't confined to hacking and theft alone. He also stands accused of money laundering following his purported attack on a Solana-based decentralized protocol. Reportedly exploiting vulnerabilities in the exchange's system, Ahmed is alleged to have gained illegitimate access and stolen a substantial sum of digital assets, amounting to the enormous $9 million. The heist has sent a shockwave through the affected platform and its users, causing significant financial loss. This case shines a light on the escalating risks in the world of cryptocurrency, underscoring how individuals with technical expertise can exploit systems for personal gains. It further accentuates the urgent need for stringent security protocols as a bulwark against such malicious attacks and protection of user assets and investments. As Ahmed's legal proceedings continue, it is anticipated that we will gain a clearer picture of his motives and methodologies employed in the theft. It is certain that authorities will scrutinize his alleged involvement in money laundering exhaustively to fully understand the extent of his actions. The reverberations of this case extend well beyond the immediate affected parties. It stands as a potent warning for those navigating the bustling crypto markets about the fundamental importance of integral cybersecurity measures and development of secure protocols to safeguard digital commodities. Remain with us for more news from around the world, exclusively here at Shakib Ahmed News. Thank you for joining us today to dive into the crucial topic of cybersecurity, where we explore the ever-present threats and ways to protect ourselves in the digital age.